Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Google employees are on pins and needles as the work week winds down. Parent company Alphabet says it'll cut 12,000 jobs, about 6% of its global workforce, after a pandemic hiring spree. Charles Lieberman at Advisors Capital Management with a look at the bigger picture.
It's entirely possible that many other firms in the tech sector will also adjust their workforces the same way. I don't think that it's a huge problem in the sense that while there are large numbers involved here, the tech sector has a very low unemployment rate.
Microsoft, Amazon, and Meta have all made cuts recently. New data breach may have exposed your digits.
T-Mobile says a hacker stole the personal information of 37 million customers in November, including their addresses, phone numbers, and dates of birth. The company says the data breach was discovered January 5th and did not include passwords, PIN numbers, social security numbers, or bank account or credit card information. This is the fourth major data breach of customer information at T-Mobile. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Aviation officials say last week's computer glitch that brought 11,000 flights in the U.S. to a standstill was caused by contract personnel who deleted computer files by mistake. CBS's Steve Futterman.
The FAA says the deletion occurred when they were trying to synchronize primary and backup databases. Officials say there is no evidence at this point of a cyber attack or malicious intent.
NATO partners are meeting in Germany to discuss Ukraine's request for more military tanks than the U.S. and Britain may be willing to give. The BBC's James Waterhouse is in Kyiv.
We are in a phase now where it is Russia making small, hard-fought gains in the east. And what Ukraine is saying and has long said is that Western, more advanced tanks would enable its troops to push across this front line, across frosty, wintry soil, and move through and retake lost territory.
The Supreme Court hears arguments today regarding free speech rules on social media. It's reconsidering whether platforms should have the power to decide what content stays, what goes, and what they can be held legally responsible for. There's an official cause of death for Leslie Jordan.
I'm a half a mind to storm out of here right this minute, but my other half wants to stay and finish my refreshing lemon draw.
The L.A. County Medical Examiner's Office says the Will and Grace star suffered sudden cardiac dysfunction linked to cardiovascular disease when his car jumped a curb and hit a parked car in October. Dow down 58. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
4 Civic Media, I'm Jane Madner with your headlines. Water quality in Wisconsin is the number one priority for the new head of the state DNR. Adam Payne telling Wisconsin Public Radio he wants to be aggressive in the response to PFAS. The DNR currently investigating at least 90 sites across the state reporting high levels of these forever chemicals. The secretary designee began his duties January 3rd, but still hasn't been confirmed by the GOP-controlled state Senate. When asked if he's concerned about finding common ground with Republicans in the legislature, Payne says it's not about politics because protecting our natural resources shouldn't be a partisan issue. And you can give winter fishing a try for free this weekend. The DNR hosting free fishing Saturday and Sunday. You don't need a license, but all other fishing regulations are still in place, including limits on the number and size of fish you can keep. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does a $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress? But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The radio show your mother warned you about.
Actual tyranny of a dictator. Dictator's going to dictate Putin. And what did Trump do? Trump kneeled to the man. Embarrassing Republicans. And you're still with the guy? This is your front runner in 2024? You've been smoking some of Mike Lindell's crack. What are you thinking?
They're the GCCCP. We are the devil's advocates.
Live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6. WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
At 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday. That means Fridays with Sandy. If you know Sandy, I think it was yesterday. It might have been the day before. I was talking about an article that was in the National Review, I think it was. And it was saying that the reason that Republicans were not able to win, you know, the majority and had this big tsunami, was single women, Generation Xers and Generation Millennials didn't vote for Republican policies, and that they were concerned in the long run that since women outnumber men and there are less women being married, that these women are going to be creating a problem for them, and they called them woke women. And they don't understand that that terminology is not going to endear those women to them, because that's kind of like an attack, an assault on them when you use that term wokeism. Right. What is that about?
Well, you know, I think DeSantis in Florida, when he ran his campaign that seemed to be so successful numerically, his major attack was on wokeism. And so I think the Republicans looked at that and said, ooh, there must be something to that. Let's take that national. And so lately, after that Florida campaign, all you can hear talk about, and any of the people who call in, you know, I think CJ said that wokeism was the reason the military couldn't recruit.
Yeah.
And it was because of all these things being taught. It wasn't clear whether he was saying whether the stuff was taught in the military or taught in schools that was causing people to feel less patriotic. You know, the fact that single women aren't voting Republican, it has something to do, I presume, with Republican policies.
Right.
Okay. And similarly, I've talked about how the Democrats have this deficiency in rural America and need to figure out how to reach out to rural America. It might involve Democratic policies. I think, in fact, the Democratic problem with rural America is not its policies, but its message and how well it's communicating to middle America, in rural America, what its interests are and how it is that the Democrats might represent that interest. And so I think it has to do more with messaging. I think the problem that Republicans have with single women is their policies, okay? And clearly, the policies definitely involve giving women the independence to make important choices. And the Republican litmus test for all these years, the conservative litmus test, which has involved the abortion issue, has caused, now that that rubber hit the road and the Supreme Court has done what it's done, has caused all these women in America to look at the policies that are out there and to make some possibly very powerful political choices about them, because it's fundamentally very important to them. What did male America think female America would do when the American political scene decided to take away from those women some very fundamental, important choices.
You know, Sandy, it's these women are educated, and they're not as not my mother, who was married at a young age and basically sacrificed her life to be a mom and to raise her children and was not career minded. That's a different woman than today. And whereas that was, you know, kind of an accepted reality and people expected women to get married and have a family, today's woman is different. And Republicans seem to try to make it seem like, well, they haven't gotten married, they don't have families, what's wrong with them? They're not going to be able to, if they don't understand that that woman understands it's a different time and that she is not going to be forced into anything by any man, Republicans are going to have a difficult time because that woman is going to vote with the Democrats and the minority, and the Republicans are going to wind up being on the outside for a long time to come unless, as you stated, they change their policies.
Well, they got to look at their policies, and that's why I've said that were the Democrats to get better at messaging to rural America about their issues, the Republicans would start having to look at their policies that relate to the middle income family. They'd have to rethink their policy positions on, for instance, universal child daycare and universal health care. And so I think the pressure has to come from the base that the Republicans currently think they have, or at least the voting blocks that they will lose if they don't adjust their policies to actually reflect the interests of middle America. And I think that the Democrats need to do a better job of speaking broadly to middle America and not to be viewed as a party that speaks to urban America only. And I think, however, that we're maybe reaching that flex point, and we're beginning to see the results of that with the policies that are now getting implemented and enacted in Congress, and also the lack of the red tsunami.
Well, Sandy, you look at the suburban vote and the fact that it's flipped somewhat. Republicans could rely on the suburban vote. This, you know, 10 years ago, decade ago, you know, Republicans could rely that suburban people were going to vote Republican.
Well, I think I think suburbanites to the extent their party members are probably more significantly Republican party members, but I think they also have tended to be independents, and so they did vote for Obama. And the suburban voters have probably controlled the election in the United States, the national election in the United States for 40 years.
So then it was no surprise, shouldn't have been a surprise, when Republicans cavalierly made a decision to make sure Roe versus Wade was overturned, even in the face of knowing the elections were around the corner. They were so confident that they were going to get people and women to say yes to them, but in the face of that, they knew this was a possibility.
My view is that the cognoscente, the people in the Republican Party who actually understood the electorate, knew that it was very valuable and profitable for them from the standpoint of their base to chase the car, dog chasing car. It was important for them to talk about the abortion issue in the manner they did, and to cement their alliance with the evangelical vote in the United States. They also knew in their heart that if the policy actually got shifted to the point where the reality set in, that they were at risk. And that risk has now been realized. And who they're at risk with is all the people in America who are actually impacted by this decision, which are the women. And you know, the decision to have a child, particularly in today's world where it's so very difficult economically to have a child, where everyone are dual breadwinners, where you're asking one of the breadwinners to change their life very materially by having a child. I mean, This is not a frivolous. We should not want anyone to make the decision to have a child to do that frivolously, carelessly, or negligently. You know, that we want those children to be conceived based on well-conceived family planning.
So what I have noticed about the Republican Party over the last 10, 15 years, it's always been open up our tent. We need to bring in more minorities. We need to bring in more African Americans. We need to bring in more Hispanics. And that drumbeat,
yes,
every year they would say that.
Yes,
and not do it.
Well, no, I think the Republican notion for doing that is a cynical marketing notion, which is we need to market to those people better. We need to make those people, give them some reasons for joining that don't involve our policies, okay? We want them to come under the tent by spreading stories, by, you know, so we've ended up with this divide and conquer process and trying to figure out ways to obtain the vote of various segments. And so, you know, it's a cynical approach, and it's one that isn't really based on hard policies. And I think part of that approach for a while was to draw in, for instance, Latino vote based on the abortion issue. I don't think that they're finding now that on balance the abortion issue is helpful to them. The failure of the red tsunami in many ways looks like it was in some respects a reaction to the Doe case.
You know, Sandy, part of it also is the fact that the Latino population is now the largest minority in the country, supplanting African Americans, and so they've catered even more to the Latino vote because, again, they now are the number one minority in this country, and so they're not unmindful that their numbers are going to continue to dwindle until they can bring in different groups of people, but when you alienate the female.
Well, the happy thing is that in America, ethnic groups end up not being very dispositive of how you vote over the long term. People don't, there isn't, the Republican Party isn't, or the Democratic Party isn't singularly chasing the Irish vote,
right?
Okay? And they'll soon stop singularly chasing the Latino vote, or for that matter, in the long run, the black vote, because as our culture and as our society would actually begin to realize its full potential, we would stop thinking along the lines of those kind of interest groups, and we would start thinking about policies as they affect people in their real lives in a socio and political basis.
844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. It's Friday. That means Fridays with Sandy Williams. See you on the other side.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit wesaysaveit.org. That's wesaysaveit.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council. It's not-
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 29. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows level off around 22. High temperatures reach up to 30. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday. That means Friday's with Sandy Williams. Sandy, you were talking about my mind is prior to coming out of the last break.
Well, actually, I kind of wanted to jump to a different subject. I think we got a couple of subjects to talk about. One of them being my issue that I have has to do with this woke concept and the extent to which it seems to relate to the content of conversation and permissible conversation in the United States.
Is that going to go away?
Well, and the extent to which the argument against this woke conversation is that it's chipping away at the patriotism of our country. CJ on a call talked about how it was that the woke education was making it harder to get volunteer troops for the military because it was causing people to hate America. Well, the main reason that is given in China for the repression of conversation is the fact that it might do harm to the motherland, that it might affect the government, that it might affect the patriotic feelings of the people in the country. I mean, that's always the rationale for repressing speech in a country. It's the reason that Russia is currently repressing speech that relates to the Ukrainian war and the merits of Russia going to war in Ukraine. And so, people have died for talking about it. People have gone off the air. People have been put into exile. People have left the country. And it's all for woke, that kind of woke speech in Russia about their effort at the war. And so here we come to the United States, and we have a whole political movement, a conservative movement, which is trying to run against the notion of wokeism, where wokeism apparently is all based on speech and conversation and the nature of that speech and conversation with respect to, in some regards, the level of criticism that might be leveled at the current situation in America. When as far as I can tell, everybody so far that I've ever heard criticizing America wants America to improve and to become a better place. They aren't criticizing America because they want that because they don't love America.
You know, Sandy, you're a guy who believes in freedom of speech, and more so than most people, and doesn't matter. In many instances, you know, positive or negative, you believe in freedom of speech. But yet, here people are on the other side of that who don't want to give people freedom of speech.
No, I mean, it's one thing for people to talk about silly and decry arguments that they think are illegitimate or silly. It's another thing to want to pass legislation to restrict conversation. You know, in Florida, we've got legislation. Around the country, we have legislation being introduced trying to restrict curriculum, trying to restrict the nature of books that can be housed in libraries. I mean, this is truly repressive government, repressive conduct of the very sort that those same people would point at China and say, see what a heinous country China is? See what they do to their people?
Let's do this. Let's bring Bill in from Oconomowoc. Good morning, Bill. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Boy, I just love the way you guys share conversation. And to dovetail what you're talking about, wokeism, or being woke, means one thing: being educated. Tom Hanks just had a short blip on the internet how he never knew about the Tulsa massacre. Well, that's being educated. We have to be educated to the history of our country. If we're not educated, what are we? I hate to say it, but I'm going to say it, we're mind-dead robots that just follow what other people tell us to believe. What do you guys think? I'll hang up.
So Bill, I agree with you to not want to focus on the history of our nation. That would mean that, okay, so what took place with Pearl Harbor and what took place with Hiroshima and Nagasaki, you just erase that from the annals of history. Why? It happened.
Well, and you know what he just mentioned, what Tom Hanks has described, is it. You know, I have to say that I had many years of education. I think I went to 21 years, and through all those years, I never learned about the Tulsa massacre. And it's astounding because it was a profound event. It was a pretty modern event. I mean, it happened in the 20s. And it was it's kind of unbelievable that it happened here in America. And what's unbelievable about it is it happened here in America, and we didn't teach ourselves about it until very, very recently.
It's the first time that the main shore of this nation had ever really been bombed.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about the Tulsa massacre.
Well, yeah, the airplanes that
No, Tulsa massacre was. Tulsa was a business center.
Yeah, the burning of Black Wall Street.
It was Black Wall Street.
I know. What I'm saying is the farmers and the others had airplanes that they had gasoline.
Okay. Oh, I didn't realize.
That they lit.
Oh, so it was like napalm.
Yes.
Like napalm bombing of Tulsa.
That's how they burned down the community.
Ah, so
with the airplanes.
The crop dusters were used to. Oh, I didn't even realize that. I just knew of the fact of what a massacre it was in terms of the loss of things and people.
So we'll talk about this on the other side. 844-967-2789. Be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. They're getting rid of some pandemic additions at Google. Alphabet says it'll lay off 12,000 workers, about 6% of its global workforce. Charles Lieberman at Advisors Capital Management.
Profitability is their focus. They could allow themselves time
to grow demand, to grow into their workforce, but it makes more sense to adjust immediately.
A data breach at a popular wireless carrier.
T-Mobile's 5G works inside and out. Hey, what you need?
T-Mobile says a malicious intruder breached the network in late November and stole data on 37 million customers, including addresses, phone numbers, and dates of birth. Not taken, the company says, ATM pins, credit card info, or social security numbers. And a brand new sign, the housing market slumping. The National Association of Realtors says existing home sales dropped 18% last year. That's the biggest annual decline since 2008, which was triggered by a foreclosure crisis. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. A fourth suspect is now charged in the killing of a Milwaukee mail carrier last month. Prosecutors say Lakeisha Ducksworth lied to investigators when she told them her home security cameras were not working. They were, and prosecutors say they show Andre Cross delivering her mail. Cross was shot to death a few days later. Wisconsin voters will have their say on a proposed state constitutional amendment to give judges more discretion when setting bail for dangerous defendants. The state assembly gave final approval for the April ballot measure yesterday. Lawmakers are also putting an advisory question on statewide ballots about requirements for unemployment recipients, which are already law. In sports, Aaron Rodgers tells the Pat McAfee podcast this week he needs time to think about his future. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles.
Let the music roll.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789, Texas. That same number. It's Friday with Sandy Williams. Let's go to the phone lines and CJ. You're up.
Hey, Earl. Thank you for taking my call, you and Sandy. I know you gentlemen would prefer not to, that time.
Well, we took it. If we would prefer not to, then I wouldn't have taken it. So, you know, that defeats that.
Well, I know I agitate you guys, but, you know, as you speak of taxes and now wokeism, you know, taxes, Ronald Reagan, when he reduced the marginal tax rate, revenues came in at 10 times that what they were coming in at. And Tip O'Neill and the Democrats spent that. The last time we balanced the budget, the Republicans were control of the Senate and Congress with Newt Gingrich, and Bill Clinton was president. Well, he had to do it because of the trouble he was in. But, you know, we speak of waste in their government, Earl and Sandy, and you know how much we've spent almost on not finishing the wall? $2 billion in fines and penalties to contractors not to complete their work, as we got $200 million of material laying there. And, you know, you speak of waste and the issues that this country is facing. A lot of it is self-inflicted. When the marginal tax rate is reduced, revenues increase, but they can't help themselves to stop spending.
CJ, that's the trickle theory, but it didn't come to fruition with the Trump tax reductions. And there's no statistical evidence you can provide that it did. And the notion that
other than the pandemic.
No, Sandy.
CJ, wait.
There was a $1 trillion deficit the year following the tax reduction before the pandemic. Okay? And the trillion dollar deficit in the budget the year after the tax reduction before the pandemic was during a business boom in America. Okay? So, and there's no question that if the tax reduction had not occurred, we would not be reaching the debt ceiling today. It would be sometime in the future. And furthermore, the money
doesn't come in till the following year, Sandy.
The boom has been going since former President Barack Obama. Go ahead.
And the notion that revenues went up 10 times after the Reagan reduction in the marginal revenue isn't borne out by statistical evidence either. So 10 times. I mean, really, an order of magnitude increase in total revenues for the federal government? Not the case. But, I do agree that this is the time for us to look at all the issues and all the ways that we ought to be spending our money and all the ways we ought to be raising our money. And those issues are pregnant at a time when we are, for instance, talking about the debt ceiling. If they actually are issues that are pregnant every day, every year, every day that Congress is meeting, we ought to be evaluating our priorities. And if we fully evaluated our priorities, I'm confident that we would adjust the way we spend our money. And I presume that we would spend our money quite differently if we actually evaluated the opportunities and looked at the things that would be investments that should be borne and possibly covered by deficits, and things which were not investments. And we are just missing the boat on a bunch of things that could be investments, like, for instance, universal child daycare and universal preschool education, both of which are investments in this generation, the newest generation's future, which are clearly an investment in the taxpayers of the future and the economy of the future.
CJ?
Well, the mere fact that you want government to pay for childcare instead of the parents' responsibility really speaks loudly.
What if they don't have parents?
CJ, let's just do this one at a time. Daycare. What does a family do when you have two breadwinners, and the two breadwinners are earning the median income in Wisconsin, which is $64,000 a year? That's the middle-class family. Half of the families in Wisconsin earn less than that, and I don't think you have young children, so you don't currently know the cost of child daycare, but it is enormous. And the fact is do you think that families ought to be paying for kindergarten education first through, I mean, they pay for it in property taxes, and we would pay for universal child daycare through a process that would involve local education and potentially federal support. But, I mean, do you think that families ought to be individually paying for the kindergarten education?
Well, he wants to sanction them.
No, but what's the difference? I mean, we suddenly at age five are entitled to have our children trained in kindergarten under a process in which the government does it. But before kindergarten, They are required to be paid for by the parents and a middle-class family that can't afford the cost of child daycare.
Quickly, CJ, quickly.
Well, you know, you can pick and choose these items, yes, but I don't think we need to seek the government to take care of every issue.
Well,
people need to learn to budget their money, know what it's going to cost, and work and educate
Shouldn't that also include the military budget?
No, let's not jump from subject to subject, because I only have a couple of subjects that I harp upon. One of them is universal access to child daycare and child preschool education. I think it's fundamentally a super important issue. I'm not picking and choosing. It's a fundamentally and socially very important issue. Now, and another point is, you said you think that people ought to... But wait a minute, just a minute, CJ. And you describe a family that ought to be budgeting for its children. Should they be able to plan for their children as well and how many children they have? Because the policies that are being implemented now make it harder for a family to be able to control the number of children that they have in their family. And of course, the number of children you have has a great deal to do with how well you can support them and how well you can afford them.
So hold the thought. Let's bring in Jack from Merrimack. Hey, Jack, thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Where do I start? You kind of started on it, which is if we're going to look at wasted money, let's take a look at the military budget. We spend more money on the military than the next 10 countries combined. We spend three times as much as China spends on their military. And we're not fighting. There's no war. It's called defense, but defense against what? The last budget that was approved for the military, $45 billion more than the Pentagon even asked for. But let's go back to child care. The pro-family Republican Party doesn't want to pay for child care. I mean, Ron Johnson basically said that. He said, should we have to support somebody else's kids? And my answer is, in the richest country in the history of mankind, the richest country in the world, we can't afford to bring there's like something like 12 to 14% of the children in this country that are born into poverty. And that's something that is the problem with, part of the problem with that is things like the minimum wage, which in Wisconsin hasn't been raised in decades. Some of the problem is the fact that corporations keep on trying to force unions out of their corporations because they realize that when people can actually discuss wages and benefits and conditions of work, that their wages actually go up. These are issues that aren't just you can't just look at them and say one single thing is the problem. We're paying, or we shouldn't be paying for child care. Well, who is going to pay for it?
Hey, Jack, thank you very much for the call. I wish I had more time. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Tom, you say what?
First off, we the people. Hey, CJ, we the people, all of us, that's the whole idea of the United States, are the government, ultimately. Second, if you guys could, when CJ goes and blathers, just like Ron Johnson does, these different talking points, ask him what source it is that he's actually getting this information from, because he likes to come up on, and people like CJ, it's not just CJ, but they like to throw out stuff without actually giving a source behind what it is that they're saying. And you notice, Sandy, when you asked him a question that did not go along with his talking point, he actually kind of stammered. He didn't know what to do because he doesn't know how to think for himself. He's just basically a stenographer in terms of what it is, or a parrot in terms of what it is that he hears on his right-wing talking points is what he says. So Sandy's made it very, very clear. Child daycare, medical care, taxes, And you know, the four different things in the mortgage, he's brought that up with the $64,000 idea. CJ could not answer that question for you, Sandy. And I'd like to know the other conservatives that call in could please answer that question. What is a family supposed to do? Not everyone was part of the lucky sperm club where they got their parents that are going to be able to take care of them and take care of their family, you know, borrow from mom and dad. And in the future, no one's going to be able to borrow from mom and dad because there's no savings left over because they're already in the hole. So anyway, thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much for the call. CJ, quickly.
The mere fact that what I stated was facts. We're wasting $3 million a day for the wall. That we spent $1.5 trillion, 5,000 bills or projects in what, 14 days? They didn't even have a chance to read the 5,000 pages,
hey,
4,000 plus programs. The waste of money.
CJ,
you know, we've
you
got Social Security
CJ,
looming,
you
and the Democrats
responded.
Want to just
you haven't, you haven't
that
responded,
we want to end Social
CJ,
Security.
You haven't
it's
responded to anything that the prior two callers said. You haven't responded to anything.
Because, yeah, you guys want to put child care as the focus. Our issues are a lot deeper than that. He's through strength like Ronald Reagan. Yes, our military is strong. This president ruined he's through strength because he's a pussy the way he handled Afghanistan.
So, okay,
and
you
the
can
mere
cut
fact
him.
That Putin
you
saw
can, you can cut him.
You had to dump that.
Because...
Oh my God.
Because it, you know, you try and he can't focus. I'm done with talking about him. Let's go to Jacob.
Thanks,
Jacob, quickly.
This is Connor. Can I get your name and location, please?
Hey, how many trillions of dollars did we waste on George W. Bush and Dick Cheney's failed, worthless, counterproductive war in Afghanistan that lasted 20 years and thousands of American lives? How about that, CJ? But CJ wants to go back to Afghanistan. How CJ and the Republican Party, they probably want to go back to Vietnam, right? These people want to go back to the past is the problem. And guess what? You know, this isn't Leave It to Beaver days back in the 1950s, CJ. You know, you need to wake up to a colorized America. This isn't black and white TV anymore, CJ. Okay? He's talking about the parents need to pay for child care. There isn't always two parents in the picture. Hello? You know, lots of families, you know, go through divorce and parents leave and, you know, often don't even see their children for years at a time.
Well,
and you're expecting what?
Well,
every family just to be able to afford the child care or not to work and stay home full time? Republicans, they are just absolutely out of their minds.
So, Jacob, thank you very much for the call. Rico, hang on, 844-967-2789. It's Friday. That's Fridays with Sandy Williams. We'll see you on the other side.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's that song again.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You
you love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times. Yay! Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 29. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows level off around 22. High temperatures reach up to 30. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
The Earl Ingram Show, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789, Texas, that same number. It's Fridays with Sandy Williams. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Rico from Rock County. Hey, good morning, Rico. What do you say?
Hey, yeah, you know, since CJ's brought this up a couple times about how much this wall is costing us to not complete, I'm wondering, you know, who do we owe this money to? But more importantly, Earl and Sandy, who wrote this contract? Who was the stupid person that signed on the dotted line that enables us to pay for something that ain't never got built? And even had they built it, CJ, I got a $69.99 Sawzall that I can go right through. It's not a wall, it's a fence, by the way. I can take a $69 Sawzall down there and go right through it in about minutes. Okay? So get off it, dude. Get your. Who do we owe this money? Who are we paying right now?
Hey,
I'd like to know that.
Hey, Rico, man, thank you very much for the call. You know, Sandy, when we talk about the answer to the ails and troubles of our nation can't always be solved by talking about the border.
I think the problem with the discussion that devolves down to particulars like that is that we're trying to talk about broad policy issues, and to respond to that with anecdotes. There are plenty of anecdotes of governmental errors and governmental mistakes. Those exist in every administration. We could point at the problems FEMA had under George Bush the first. Yeah. There's a lot of problems and mistakes the government made during the Trump administration, and the wastefulness that occurred during the dissemination of money during the attempt to respond
to COVID.
So I just think that. What disturbs me is trying to take a conversation which is nonpartisan, I try to be as nonpartisan as possible, and to talk about issues and how we should address them. And maybe my answer sounds more like an answer that would be given by the Democrats than the Republicans, but that's a matter of policy, and that's a matter of a discussion of what kind of policy should we employ. And not a discussion that reverts to, okay, but what about the money we lost in this contract on the wall, which is a speck, you know? It's an anecdote, and it's not a furtherance of a discussion. So, you know, when we talk about I guess we're coming close to the end of the show, but one of the things that we talk about Ukraine. Typically, one of the things I thought we might talk about briefly is the interesting situation that exists right now with respect to the tanks and the sending of tanks to Ukraine and the slight fissure that exists between Germany and the United States about that, because obviously tanks would be important to Ukraine on the ground. And apparently the Abrams tank as well as the Leopard tank are the most sophisticated tanks that the West has in its arsenal. And the United States, with its Abrams tanks, is reluctant to give them to Ukraine. And Germany says, well, we'll give Leopard tanks to Ukraine, but only if the United States approves it. The rest of the countries that bought Leopard tanks from Germany, I'm sure, signed contracts that said they can't resell them or transfer them. You do that with armaments so that you aren't necessarily indirectly arming Iran or someone else. And so we've got a bit of a standoff. But I think this suggests the fact that there is a limit to the support that will be given to Ukraine by the NATO nations. And that, to me, it suggests the probability that there will be negotiations. So I think while they're talking about tanks, I think they're also talking about situationally an environment in which they're hoping that maybe this table is set right now for a negotiation that could occur that might result in the end of this on a basis that is okay for Ukraine and settles the war.
For those who may not be aware, Sandy, Russia is now selling aircraft to Iran, and our nation is saying, "Hey, you shouldn't be doing that." How can we even think that we're in a position to tell Russia that they can't be selling weapons when we sell weapons to everybody else?
Yeah.
And maybe, Sandy, the American people should start thinking about that our nation has now, is almost bringing together what First President George Bush called an axis of evil: China, Iran, and Russia.
Well,
we're kind of doing that.
And maybe India will jump in the lot as well. No, I think it's been this way since the Cold War. Nations in the world either arm themselves with Russian or then Soviet arms or with American. And the two countries have major industries. Hell, we have an $850 billion defense budget. Don't you think that suggests that one of the biggest industries in this country is our defense industry?
Right.
And so, you know, we have a big defense industry. The defense or military industry in Russia is its second biggest industry after oil and gas. So both of us are in this business. So if we've isolated Iran and are providing weapons to all of those countries which Iran considers its enemies, don't we assume that Russia will be a merchant of arms to Iran?
You know, Sandy, I don't know if it means that you and I maybe focus on this maybe more so than the average American, but I can't help it. When I see that Russia is now selling these aircraft to Iran, and we are opposed to it, and we are making money selling weapons to others, I can't support our position and then vilify somebody else for doing what we're doing.
Well, I think we've tried to sell to the world, maybe we believe, that Iran is a government like North Korea, which is a rogue government not to be trusted, which will behave in some outlandish way. Actually, Iran has given no evidence of that. They have supported the Palestinians, much to the dismay of the Israelis, but that's a pretty focused sort of concentration. They've said some things that were terribly inflammatory about Israel, some of the leaders have, which are concerning. But they've not acted upon it. And quite frankly, we've said some things that are probably concerning parts of the world, and so is North Korea.
So we've got to leave it there. Sandy, thank you as always for another great week. Thank everybody who took the time out to listen. Thank you, Connor. We'll be back on Monday. Enjoy the weekend. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.